Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, Describing a Complex Explanation. The IELTS speaking test often includes questions that require candidates to recall and describe complex scenarios. One such topic that frequently appears is, describe a time when you had to explain something complicated. This task assesses your ability to articulate difficult concepts clearly and concisely, a crucial skill for academic and professional settings. Understanding the task. Before we dive into strategies and sample answers, let's break down what this task is asking you to do. Recall a specific instance when you had to explain something complicated. Describe the situation, including who you were explaining to and why. Explain the complex topic or concept. Discuss how you approached the explanation. Reflect on the outcome and any challenges you faced. This task tests your ability to organize thoughts, use appropriate vocabulary, and maintain fluency while discussing a challenging topic. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. While this specific topic is unlikely to appear in Part 1, here are some related questions that might come up. Do you enjoy explaining things to others? How do you usually prepare when you need to explain something difficult? What do you find challenging about explaining complex ideas? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Do you enjoy explaining things to others? Yes, I do enjoy explaining things to others. It's satisfying when I can help someone understand something new. Sometimes it can be challenging, but I find it rewarding overall. Absolutely, I find great satisfaction in elucidating complex ideas for others. There's a certain thrill in breaking down intricate concepts into more digestible parts and seeing the light of understanding dawn on someone's face. It not only helps solidify my own grasp of the subject, but also hones my communication skills. Of course, it can be challenging at times, especially when dealing with particularly abstruse topics, but the sense of achievement when successful is immensely rewarding. Part 2, Long Term. Now let's focus on the main task. Here's a sample cue card you might encounter. Describe a time when you had to explain something complicated. You should say what you had to explain, who you were explaining it to, why it was complicated, how you went about explaining it, and explain whether or not you were successful in your explanation. Sample answer, band 6-7. I remember a time when I had to explain how a computer works to my grandmother. She wanted to start using one, but had no experience with technology. It was complicated because there are many parts to a computer, and how they work together is not simple. Also, my grandmother had no background knowledge about technology, so I had to start from the very basics. I started by comparing the computer to things she was familiar with. I said the screen was like a TV, the keyboard was like a typewriter, and the mouse was for pointing at things on the screen. I tried to use simple words and avoid technical terms. I think I was partly successful. My grandmother understood the basic idea of what a computer does, but she still found it difficult to use one on her own. It took more practice sessions before she became comfortable with it. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an instance when I had to elucidate the intricate process of photosynthesis to a group of middle school students during a science outreach program. This task was particularly challenging due to the complex biochemical reactions involved and the students' limited background in advanced biology. The crux of the complexity lay in the fact that photosynthesis involves multiple steps, including light-dependent and light-independent reactions, and requires an understanding of concepts like electron transport chains and enzyme activities. Moreover, the abstract nature of these microscopic processes made it difficult for young minds to visualize and comprehend. To tackle this daunting task, I employed a multifaceted approach. Firstly, I used a relatable analogy, comparing the process to a solar-powered factory where sunlight is the energy source, leaves are the factory, and glucose is the product. This helped establish a conceptual framework. Next, I utilized visual aids, including colorful diagrams and a step-by-step animation that broke down each stage of the process. This visual representation greatly enhanced their understanding of the sequential nature of photosynthesis. To reinforce the concept, I organized a hands-on experiment where students could observe oxygen production in water plants, tangibly demonstrating a key outcome of photosynthesis. Reflecting on the outcome, I believe my explanation was largely successful. The students' enthusiastic participation in follow-up discussions and their ability to accurately describe key aspects of photosynthesis in their own words were strong indicators of comprehension. However, some of the more intricate biochemical details remained challenging for a few students, highlighting the need for continued reinforcement and perhaps more tailored explanations for different learning styles. This experience not only helped me refine my communication skills, but also deepen my own understanding of the subject, as explaining complex ideas often does. Follow-up questions. How did you feel while explaining this complicated topic? What strategies do you find most effective when explaining difficult concepts? Sample answers. Question 1-7. I felt a bit nervous at first because I wanted to do a good job. As I got into the explanation, I started to feel more confident. It was challenging, but also exciting to see the students start to understand. Question 1, Band 8-9. Initially, I experienced a mixture of anticipation and trepidation. The responsibility of demystifying such a complex topic for young minds was both exhilarating and daunting. As I progressed through my explanation and observed the students' growing engagement, I felt an increasing sense of confidence and enthusiasm. The process was intellectually stimulating, as it compelled me to view the subject matter from fresh perspectives to make it accessible. Ultimately, the experience left me with a profound sense of fulfillment and accomplishment. Question 2, Band 6-7. I find using examples and comparisons to things people already know works well. Also, breaking down the information into smaller parts and using visual aids like diagrams or pictures can be very helpful. Question 2, Band 8-9. In my experience, a multimodal approach tends to yield the best results when elucidating complex concepts. Firstly, I find that anchoring new information to existing knowledge through apt analogies and real-world examples significantly enhances comprehension. Secondly, visual representation of abstract ideas, be it through diagrams, flowcharts, or animations, can greatly aid in conceptual understanding. Additionally, I've found that interactive demonstrations or hands-on activities, where feasible, can reinforce learning by providing tangible experiences. Lastly, I believe in the power of storytelling to make complex ideas more relatable and memorable. By weaving the concept into a narrative, it becomes more engaging and easier to follow, especially for those who might be intimidated by the subject's complexity. Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to explaining complex ideas. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. Why do you think some people are better at explaining complex ideas than others? I think some people are better at explaining complex ideas because they understand the topic very well themselves. They also might be good at communicating and can think of good examples to help others understand. Patient people who can break down information into smaller parts are often good at explaining difficult things. Candidate 8-9. The ability to effectively elucidate complex ideas is, in my opinion, a multifaceted skill that hinges on several factors. Firstly, a profound understanding of the subject matter is crucial. One must grasp the intricacies of a concept before they can simplify it for others. Secondly, strong communication skills play a vital role. This includes not just articulation, but also the ability to gauge the listener's level of comprehension and adapt accordingly. Moreover, individuals who excel in this area often possess a knack for creating apt analogies and drawing parallels to more familiar concepts, which can significantly aid understanding. They also tend to have a high degree of emotional intelligence, allowing them to empathize with their audience and tailor their explanation to suit different learning styles. Lastly, I believe patience and the ability to break down complex ideas into more manageable chunks are key attributes. Those who can maintain enthusiasm throughout the explanation process, even when faced with initial confusion from their audience, are often the most successful in conveying difficult concepts. How has technology changed the way we explain and understand complex ideas? Candidate 7. Technology has made it easier to explain complex ideas in many ways. We can use videos, animations, and interactive programs to show how things work. The internet also gives us access to a lot of information and explanations from experts. However, sometimes too much information can be confusing, so we need to be careful about what sources we use. Candidate Band 9. Technology has revolutionized our approach to explaining and comprehending complex ideas in myriad ways. Firstly, it has dramatically enhanced our visualization capabilities. Complex processes or abstract concepts that were once difficult to illustrate can now be brought to life through sophisticated animations, 3D models, and virtual reality experiences. This visual representation often bridges the gap between abstract theory and concrete understanding. Furthermore, technology has democratized access to information. Platforms like MOOCs, massive open online courses, and educational YouTube channels have made expert explanations of complex topics available to anyone with an internet connection. This has leveled the playing field in terms of access to knowledge. Interactive learning tools and simulations have also transformed the learning experience. Learners can now engage with complex systems in a hands-on manner, manipulating variables and observing outcomes in real time. This experiential learning often leads to deeper understanding and retention. However, it's worth noting that technology is a double-edged sword. While it has made information more accessible, it has also led to information overload. The challenge now lies in discerning credible sources and synthesizing vast amounts of data into coherent understanding. Moreover, the ease of access to information might sometimes lead to a false sense of comprehension, where individuals mistake familiarity with true understanding. In conclusion, while technology has undoubtedly enhanced our ability to explain and understand complex ideas, it also requires us to develop new skills in information literacy and critical thinking to fully leverage its benefits. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your responses and aim for a higher band score, consider incorporating these sophisticated words and phrases. Elucidate, lucidate, verb, to explain or make something clear. Example, I had to elucidate the concept of quantum entanglement to my colleagues. Intricate, intricate, adjective, very complicated or detailed. Example, the intricate details of the theory were difficult to convey in simple terms. Multifaceted, multested, adjective, having many different aspects or features. Example, explaining climate change requires a multifaceted approach due to its complexity. Demystify, mystify, verb, to make something clearer and easier to understand. Example, my goal was to demystify the complex legal jargon for the jury. Tangible, tangible, clear and definite, real. Example, I used tangible examples from everyday life to illustrate the abstract concept. Analogous, nellis, adjective, comparable in certain respects. Example, I drew an analogous situation from biology to explain the economic principle. Comprehension, noun, the ability to understand. Example, to ensure full comprehension, I encouraged questions throughout my explanation. Examiner's advice, to excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing complex explanations, practice articulating complex ideas in English regularly. This will help you build confidence and fluency. Expand your vocabulary, especially terms related to explanation and understanding. This will allow you to express your thoughts more precisely. Use a variety of sentence structures to maintain the examiner's interest and demonstrate your language proficiency. Provide specific examples to support your points. This adds credibility to your explanation and showcases your ability to apply abstract concepts to real-life situations. Reflect on your own experiences of explaining or understanding complex ideas. This will help you generate authentic responses during the test. Listen carefully to the examiner's questions and make sure your answers are relevant and on topic. Don't be afraid to ask for clarification if you don't understand a question. It's better to seek clarification than to provide an off-topic answer. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Aim for clarity, coherence, and confidence in your delivery. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking skills, you might find our articles on describing a time when you had to work with someone with a different perspective and describing a time when you had to solve a conflict helpful. These topics often involve explaining complex situations and can provide additional practice in articulating your thoughts clearly.